This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Tiki Barber turned 50.
Two weeks ago.
And I awkwardly said to him, what do you want? Like, should we get you something? And you're like, nah, you don't have to get me something. But if you do, I like booze. I'm like, okay.
That makes sense.
Says I like whiskey. Didn't you say whiskey?
I did.
I hope he said whiskey. So then I was getting tons of emails from people like, oh, you should get him this. You should get him that. You should get him this. And one person who emailed me, it really hit. They said, Tiki's really getting into baseball. He's really getting into fantasy. How about something baseball whiskey related? So we present to you Field of Dreams Whiskey Company, bourbon whiskey.
That is dope.
And apparently, they give a number to represent the amount of people that have ever played Major League Baseball.
No, that's not true.
That's what that number means. Yes.
No, that's not what that is.
In the 153-year history of professional baseball, there have been 23,370 players to make it to the big leagues, whether they had a cup of coffee or enshrined in Cooperstown. Taking the field in the major leagues is the culmination of a journey to an ultra-exclusive fraternity forever etched in the history book of the sport. To celebrate this, we're releasing our annual Field of Dreams Player Series, a limited run of 23,370 bottles, one for every major leaguer in history. Distilled from the most famous cornfield in the world, the Field of Dreams.
No, it's
in
not.
Dyersville, Iowa.
That's a lie. There's no way.
This whole thing. Whoa, you think I'm making this up?
No, I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
You want it? That's kind of cool.
Happy birthday. Baseball whiskey.
Field of Dreams Whiskey Company. Bourbon whiskey. 54% alcohol, 108 proof.
By the way, can one of our sales guys make them a sponsor now?
Okay, so I need to figure out who was the 16,000th 693rd player in Major League Baseball.
Oh, no, I have the answer.
Who is it?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, the player is C.C.
No, it's
Sabathia.
Not. No, it's not.
Why not?
You're lying.
Am I lying?
You're just making that up.
Did I make that up?
You absolutely made that up. There's no chance. But the timing is probably close.
Hold on, I'm going to look. I thought it was, actually. What number bottle did you get?
16,693rd MLB player.
All right. Who is this major league? If it's C.C. Sabathia, is this the greatest gift of all time?
How the hell do they even know this?
I have the answer. The answer is, I remember this guy, Tim Crabtree. He's a pitcher, pitched for the Blue Jays, pitched for a bunch of teams. He made the major leagues on June 23rd, 1995.
We got him the Tim Crabtree bottle?
I got him the Tim Crabtree.
So, Evan, your brain has reported that Nolan Arenado will be a Yankee. We now know what Tiki's brain is reporting his thoughts on this gift now.
I hate it. Oh, come on.
No. See, if this was CC, then I wouldn't drink it.
Oh. So is this Crabtree throwback?
Tim Crabtree? This will get cracked up.
I hate it.
I actually love this. You know why?
Why?
Because half the battle with whiskey is just, is the bottle cool? Bottle is cool.
And it's a badass bottle.
Cool bottle.
Now, do you guys think the gift is cool? I mean, Sean,
no,
you paid for
do.
Part of it. Tommy's just, you know.
I do too, because
for the ride.
I actually love it. I think it's cool. It's unique.
Yeah, I hate it. When you're buying a bourbon or
bad
a whiskey.
Bad Tiki, you're not eating. You're not drinking. So shut it up.
You need something unique to separate it, and that is unique. That is cool. I wish it was better than Tim Crabtree.
First of all,
AI told me the 16,900 693rd player in Major League Baseball history is a bit of a trick question.
Why is that?
It's impossible to definitively know the exact order of all players, as MLB player records aren't always sequentially tracked.
Mm.
However, it is likely a player who debuted in the latter part of the 20th or early 21st century.
See, I wasn't that far
so
off
not
with
that far off.
CeCe. Like, we were a couple of years off from it.
This AI didn't even, like, give me a guess at a name, so that's what's frustrating.
So AI gave me two names. It gave me Tim Crabtree, and the other one it gave me was the former catcher, Chris Widger.
Both of whom are not important enough for me not to drink this bottle of whiskey.
You wouldn't drink it if it was CeCe?
Hell no, I wouldn't.
It would feel like such an honor?
Absolutely. I'd probably give it to him in the Hall of Fame when I go in July.
That is, you know what? I think that's the gift you got to get him.
Okay, first of all, we got to figure out what player he is.
I think if you ask this company, since they're basing it on, hey, how many guys have played baseball, don't they have a number for every single person?
They should.
I think they would.
And I mean, they have to. If they have the total number, then they have to have a system where those numbers mean something.
Yeah, now, I think there are some ties, because if, like, eight guys are making their major league debut on the same day, opening day of a year, like, what do? Do you go based on when the game started? Mm-hmm. I get that it's complicated, but there's certainly a way to do it. Either way, happy birthday, Tiggy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sorry you. It was 2 weeks late.
I don't care.
Let's go to Rashad in the Bronx. How are you, Rashad?
Hey, good evening. Good afternoon, fellas. Good evening, fellas.
What's up, man?
All right. So, was it just me or watching the game in the third quarter? It seemed like the Knicks didn't get any rebounds whatsoever.
Right.
Yes.
And it's very rarely happens.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Very.
I know. It really happens. I was just watching. I'm just thinking, why are they not getting no rebounds? Every loose ball is somehow going back to Detroit.
You know what they have to do? What do they have to do to change that? My answer is Mitchell Robinson.
Right.
And if you don't agree that it should be Mitch and Cat, which I think it should. They only played 5 minutes combined last night, and they only played like 45 minutes combined during the regular season, yet the numbers were actually pretty impressive when they both shared the floor, then it needs to be less Josh Hart, or it needs to be less Cat. Because Mitchell Robinson not only can defend anybody 1-5, not only is he an elite rim protector, but Mitchell Robinson will actually give you a force on the offensive glass, which they have not had yet in this series.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what did he play? 20 minutes last night. He had 7 rebounds. So if he plays 30, 40 minutes, he's going to have double-digit rebounds. And that combats a little bit of what the Pistons did, where they had 3 guys in their starting lineup who had double-digit boards. I mean, it's been an X factor for the Knicks all season long, is Cat, most specifically, getting offensive rebounds and getting second-chance opportunities. You didn't see it last night.
Think about this. The New York Knicks had 3 offensive rebounds combined from guys not named Mitchell Robinson, and they had 4 from Mitch himself in the 20 minutes he played. And Karl-Anthony Towns, who is 7 foot, had 0 offensive rebounds. And the beauty of offensive rebounds not only gives you another chance to score, that's obvious, but it stops the transition game of the Detroit Pistons, which they put on display at times because Cade Cunningham was going downhill all night,
right?
Which is part of why they got to the free throw line a million times. So it's all interconnected.
I agree.
More Mitch.
Breaking news. Sean, you got it?
Breaking news. Break the glass then. I'm nervous.
Is this okay?
we know what number player CC Sabathia is in Major League history.
We do.
We do.
Hold on a second. So what number is that bottle?
16,693.
If I'm within 2,000, I say it's a victory. If, like, we could get the bottle within 2,000 of CC Sabathia, I almost think it counts as a CC Sabathia bottle.
Okay.
So I'm going to say he's player number 18,109.
Okay. Final guess?
18,109.
CC Sabathia is the 17,831st player in Major League history.
Oh, you're so close.
I know.
How do I know that?
How?
The website of the bottle company, you could type in any player's name and it'll tell you the number.
Really?
Well, now,
yep.
Okay, so then tell me who 16,693 is.
Yeah. Is it who we thought it was, Tim Crabtree, or is it someone else? I'm very excited.
Wow. They have multiple players with that same number.
So must have been an opening day where guys made the debut.
Five players listed.
Have you heard of any of them?
Yeah.
Have you heard of all of them?
I've heard of three of them.
How many of them famous?
I mean, only because I played with the Expos a lot. Stratomatic, Chris Widger, that's about it.
So we said that on the air. Yeah. So Chris Widger, we had already referred
to. Tim Crabtree, Ricardo Jordan, Ryan Karp, Dan Masteller, and Chris Widger.
Great, I can drink it. Awesome.
Did you just say Ricardo Jordan?
I did.
Why?
Did you say Ricardo Jordan?
I did.
F that guy.
Played for the Mets.
Why are you triggered by Ricardo Jordan?
What's the name of my podcast?
The Rico Bronya.
Who did the Mets get when they traded Rico Bronya to the Phillies?
Ricardo Jordan
and Toby Borland. But
are
yes,
are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That guy got the bottle for Ricardo Jordan, and he's who was traded for Rico Bronya.
And you hate him?
Yes. What are the odds of that?
What are the odds? I don't know. One in a million? I don't know.
Yeah, all of these players debuted on Friday, June 23rd, 1995.
Oh, geez, Evan, I'll drink the whole bottle and break it for you.
Yeah, please. Yeah, so Ricardo Jordan was a left-handed reliever. He played for the Phillies. And when the Mets traded Rico Bronya to the Philadelphia Phillies, they received two relievers back, Toby Borland and Ricardo Jordan.
Wow.
On opening day, 1997,
wow.
Ricardo Jordan and Toby Borland each took turns dropping a deuce all over the field as the Mets blew a game to the San Diego Padres on opening day 1997. I think that's in my book, My Mets Bible. I think I even use those
phrases.
This
is in your book.
Is it?
The guy whose number is represented on the bottle, Field of Dreams whiskey bottle that you gave me for my birthday 2 weeks and a day late,
yeah,
is in the book.
Damn right.
My Mets Bible.
Damn right.
And you hate him.
I can't stand
him. Wow, what are the... I mean, seriously, the chances of that happening are slim to none.
I'll give you one more tie-in. Unless I'm going crazy and looking this up, that date that those players debuted is the day the Devils won the Stanley Cup in 95.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So does that mean the Devils are winning the Stanley Cup this year?
This is a bizarre turn with this bottle.
Dude, if the Devils win the Stanley Cup, I might have to wait and see before I crack it open. Or Devil Elimination Day. That's when I'll crack it open.
Okay, all right. Drink through it.
So either Stanley Cup or
Devil Elimination Day. So by the end of the week.
Stop being a hater.